Aloha, and welcome to the first ever podcast for the State of Hawaii Department of Defense. This podcast is yet to be named, but it will feature dynamic content from all five of our divisions within our department. We also want to make sure we feature topics that will have something for everybody. Our topics and our total content will also be short, easily digestible, under 12 minutes, so you can get back to doing what you like to be doing. Today, we have two hosts. My name is Jeff Hickman. I'm the State of Hawaii Department of Defense Director of Public Affairs.
And I'm Andrew Jackson, the broadcast and video journalist and webmaster for the Hawaii State Department of Defense. We're really excited to get this podcast started. Again, it's going to have a variety of different topics. Some will be one-offs and some will be series. We're kicking off our initial podcast today with a series, and we're going to be talking about the Chiefs 9 initiative from the Senior Enlisted Leader.
So with us today is the Hawaii National Guard's Command Senior Enlisted Leader, Command Chief Master Sergeant Zandra Fox. Welcome.
Hey, aloha. Good afternoon, everybody.
Thanks for being our first one on our very first podcast. Before we get into your Chiefs 9, can you just share a little background with us? How did you get into the Hawaii Air National Guard?
Absolutely. So my journey, I don't think, has been quite traditional. So I was born in Frankfurt, Germany. My father was in the military. My mom was a Philippine immigrant. After living in Germany, we ended up moving to Kansas, and we moved around quite a bit. We then ended out in Fort Hood, which is also now known as Fort Cavazos, Texas. And I call that home just because that's where I went to high school. Shortly after graduating high school, my father said, "What are you going to do with yourself?" I said, "I don't know." He says, "You can join the military." I said, "Okay." He goes, "But just not the Army." So the Air Force is where I was at.
Dad.
So I graduated high school at 17, so kind of a funny story about my enlistment. I decided to go. I went by myself to the recruiter, and I went with my best friend, who was actually joining active duty Air Force, and she said, "Come on with me. They have this buddy program, delayed entry, you know, we can go enlist together." I said, "Sure, that sounds great." I go in, I do all the requirements on my own, do all the documentation. They're like, "You need your mom and dad's signature," because I was only 17. I get home, I say, "Dad, I'm going to join the Air Force. Can you sign this?" He says, "No." So I had to wait for another year until I turned 18 to then leave and then join the military. I then enlisted into the regular Air Force as a command and control, what they call as a scope dope. Went to technical training in Keesler Air Force Base, Mississippi. And then I got stationed at Joint Base Elmendorf, Richardson, Alaska, where I joined the Alaska Air National Guard there. So I got out of active duty and found out about the AGR program. Was there about 10 years, then ended up going to the Air National Guard Readiness Center in Andrews Air Force Base, Maryland, where I worked policy staff work, working at NGBA-1. Then I moved over to Randolph Air Force Base, Texas, where I did some program management for our personnel systems in the Air Force. At that time, my boss was like, "Hey, we need to put you on this list, this key personnel list." I said, "What's this list?" He says, "Just put your package in." "All right, Roger, sir." So I put my package in, got selected to go on this list. And it wasn't until my predecessor, Command Chief Master Sergeant Al Fritz, retired, who then sought me out and recruited me into the Hawaii Air National Guard as a squadron superintendent. Shortly after that, well, not shortly, but some years later, I ended up getting a position as the Hawaii Air National Guard State Command Chief, then I replaced him. And now I'm currently the Command Units Leader for Hawaii National Guard.
Excellent.
Very cool. What is it that you do in your off time?
So I'm actually, I've really gotten into strength training, weightlifting. I am on a weight loss journey right now. I'm down 20 pounds. So my goal is to probably lose, 10, 15 more pounds, but I'm just really enjoying that progress and that goal setting for myself.
What made you want to work on that fitness challenge and compete?
Well, for me, it's all about being healthy. Physically, spiritually, and mentally. And so I was like, it's time. I wasn't very happy with how I was feeling with my health. And so I decided to just take that journey and make sure that I took care of my body and my mind in that way.
Oh, excellent. What is the Chiefs 9, and what was the inspiration or reason for developing it?
So as the Command Senior Enlisted Leader, I wanted a logo or an image that helped represented what I stood for as a leader and what I would offer as I serve the Hawaii National Guard. So through the help of you and Andy, we created this logo that encapsulates the 9 leadership philosophies that I'd like to share with the force.
Okay. How do you plan on sharing it with the soldiers and airmen of the Hawaii National Guard?
Well, one, these podcasts will start a series of 9 leadership topics, still to be determined. But also, as I go out and talk to you all at your unit visits and do your battlefield circulations, that I can share what these topics will be.
And if somebody hears about your Chief's 9 and something really hits home with them, are they able to like reach out to you and get some mentorship that way?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm open door policy. I would love to talk to all the airmen and soldiers who just want to talk story. Doesn't have to be about work. Can be about really anything, anything on your mind, anything your thoughts. Because I think it's important to be able to hear from our force to know what you guys need from us. So
it is.
All right. And when do you plan on rolling out this program?
So we're going to probably start with at least 3 podcasts. Series of 3 podcasts, and then we're gonna go up to the 9. So we're still coming up with our battle rhythm on how often we want to publish these, but more to come on that.
All right, and so what is this podcast series gonna be about, and do you plan on having any special guests?
Yeah, so there's some guiding principles that we came up with, or you know, as collectively as we. But the 3 that I think I would like to share now is one about warrior ethos, like going back to our basics and our profession of arms and why we serve, and then also growing our future leaders when it comes to mentorship and coaching.
All right. Did you have any mentor or supervisor who inspired you to? Maybe that's why you'll want to talk about this.
Yeah, I've had many mentors in my 24 years of military service. But I think my most recent mentor was the person that encouraged me to apply for the list and why I came to the Hawaii Air National Guard. And that's Mr. Roderick Hector. He's a retired Chief Master Sergeant in the Air Force. He just was really provided a lot of encouragement, positivity, and just made sure that we pushed ourselves to the limit, you know, being kind of uncomfortable, to be comfortable being uncomfortable, shoot.
Well, challenge themselves, right?
Yeah, challenge themselves, yeah. And so he just really put a lot of faith in what I had to offer as a leader and just definitely provided me with the mentorship that I needed.
Sounds like he had a pretty good picture of you that you didn't have the picture of.
Absolutely.
Do you think these 9 points are just for military life?
No, I think we do talk about it as being leadership, but you can apply this in any way you communicate with your family, your friends, your loved ones. But I would say our audience really is anybody who wants to listen, and hopefully you get something out of it, a tidbit or aha moment or something that you can use and apply in your everyday life.
You're talking about that audience. Are you targeting a specific group? Is it the brand new airman or soldier or somebody finishing their first enlistment, or the senior crusty guy at the end of his career?
I think our junior enlisted NCOs would be probably the target. They are the backbone of our military, and there is a tier that's missing, and I'd like to make sure that we provide a voice or a platform where that they can be heard.
Excellent.
All right, so we did a little bit of a branding exercise initially when we were talking about this Chief's 9, and part of that we came up with a logo and a logo system. Can you talk a little bit about the Chief's 9 logo and its elements and what they mean to you?
Absolutely. So the middle of the logo is a C encapsulated into a 9, C being Chief, and then 9 being that I am the 9th Command Senior Leader for the Hawaii National Guard. That is the heart of the logo. And surrounded by that is the wings, which represents the Hawaii Air National Guard in its Air Force blue. And then we also included a spear, which represents the Hawaii Army National Guard. And in that spear has the different ends or points that represent the different MSCs within the Hawaii Army National Guard.
All right. And looks like we're getting close to wrapping this up. You know, we had today as our guest, we had Chief Master Sergeant Sandra Fox, the senior enlisted leader for the Hawaii National Guard, who shared with us the Chief's 9 and some of the points that we're looking forward to in this exercise and in this podcast. And this is going to be a very exciting program. Chief, do you have any final thoughts or final words?
I'm just really excited to get this thing kicked off. We've been working on it for pretty well since last year, and understanding different priorities came up, but now we're here. I hope that you guys will find this content useful and relevant. And like Jeff said, that it's going to be for everybody. All of the divisions within the department will be able to have an opportunity. So don't be surprised if I reach out, because we will have some guest speakers. You won't just be hearing from me, because I want to hear from you all. And if you haven't had a chance, go out there and follow my Facebook page, Hawaii National Guard Command Senior Cid Leader, where we'll put some updates on there and post more information.
Great. Thank you. Thank you very much, Chief, for being with us today.
Thank you.
Mahalo for listening for our first ever podcast for the State of Hawaii Department of Defense. Again, yet named. This is the first one. And we look forward to hearing from you on our social media platforms as well. Please keep an eye out for this first series, The Chief's Nine, featuring Command Chief Master Sergeant Zandra Fox and some of her special guests, where she'll go over the specific points of her initiative. Again, mahalo for listening, and aloha from the most beautiful place in the world.
Aloha.